Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 340 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. On Sunday's self-care episode, I mentioned creating a box of grown-up playtime goodies. And I'm not going to lie to you, I googled adult toys for that episode and realized immediately that that was not the search that I really wanted. And for like 2 full minutes, I tried different versions of like adult toys, non-sexual, like a naive child just figuring out the internet. And I figured out I could type grown-up toys and it would change the whole search bar. Anyway, that's not the point. But when I was talking about my box of adult toys, non-sexual, I mentioned I had magazines for collages and stuff. And after that episode, I felt inspired. So I started goofing around with my magazines. And typically I'll make birthday cards or collages or stickers out of packing tape. But this time I started just creating a vision board or a dream board. And I figured since the new year had just happened, I would cut out stuff that inspired me or made me feel good or excited or things that I wanted to manifest or encourage more of in my life. And dream board creation is one of my favorite ways to collage. It's really rewarding, surprisingly. You only need scissors or an X-Acto knife. You need glue sticks and just some old magazines. And basically all of this stuff is sold at the dollar store, so it's pretty cheap. But you can create digital vision boards for free on Pinterest or whatever. But I like the act of having to dig through old magazines for general ideas or specific feelings or concepts or words. It's almost like I'm treasure hunting, and that feeling that comes from actually finding the stuff that fits perfectly into my idea is so satisfying. And I also like the surprise finds that elicit big feelings and help me realize certain goals and dreams that I didn't even realize were right under the surface, hiding from me. By thinking about my goals and my dreams and considering how I want to feel in the future, I put things on there that are related to my relationships or my career and my finances, my home, my travel, personal growth, spirituality, social life, education, health, self-love, nature, whatever topic that you want to focus on, just lean in. And if it's calling to you, put it on the vision chart. And if it looks good, put it in a spot you'll see every day. And if your vision board is ugly, just put it on the back of your closet door so you see it every day, but less. If it's really cool, set it as your phone background. If it's ugly, take a picture of it and crop your favorite section and then set that as your phone background. I really encourage you to start considering your goals, your visions, and your dreams once in a while. And to me, a really effective way of doing that is meditating on it through creating a creative introspection through a visual tool. And you can do that really, really well by spending an hour or two just flicking through magazines, thinking about yourself. There's nothing wrong with doing that, and it's also pretty fun. So next time you find yourself craving a little creative introspection, maybe consider creating a visual tool of all of the things that inspire you or fire you up that you want to see or do or make in your life, and all the stuff you'd like to focus more on. Your possibilities are endless, so let yourself see that every day by dreaming it and finding it and visualizing it and creating it, and then eventually becoming it. As always, my tips and tricks are completely optional and only relevant if they're relevant to you. So don't force yourself to do anything you don't want to do. But if you are looking for more creative ways to express yourself and get in touch with your passions, this might be a fun way to do it. And there's no grading on it. Don't worry about making it perfect. You can have TV on in the background, which is my favorite kind of creative activity, and make it a good time. Do it with a friend or a partner. And if you do end up creating a vision board or a dream board and you feel like you're okay with sharing it, I know it's very personal, but please tag me in it. I would love to see your vision boards. Maybe I'll show you mine. I'll see how private I feel about it. Because now that I think about it, that is pretty personal and I suppose doesn't need to be shared. But if you feel like it, I would love to see them. I always get inspired by your dreams. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely rest of your day and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.